Well, the in Vav Adar, we're going to the Tamech Tes Halacha base to Halacha Zayin. So here we go. Yesterday we discussed Mincha, how powerful Mincha is. The Kitzur continues to tell us when is the best time to daven Mincha. And according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's obviously a major machlokes Rishonim and Poskim. But the way the Kitzur comes out is the ninth hour and a half of the day. That's called Mincha Ketana. That means versus Mincha Gedolah, which is a half an hour after midday. Shasat Chak, the Kitzur himself says that a person could ready daven from half an hour after midday, and that's what's called Mincha Gdeila. Now, interestingly enough, another Chiddush that the Kitzur has no problem paskining, and it's a big Chiddush because it doesn't seem to be mentioned in Shulchan Aruch the Rama, is that Lechatchila one should daven Mincha only until Plag, not to daven after Plag. So Plag is basically an hour and a quarter before nighttime. Now, most people are not knowing to do this. Again, first of all, we have to know what the Kitzur is telling us, and then to know what the Minig Ha'olam is. Now, in fact, the Kitzur himself says, but the Eved, and Shasat Chak, a person could daven Mincha all the way till Tesek Gechavim. It's a little bit of a misnomer that people think you can't daven after Shkia a certain amount of time. It's true, but it goes really until Tesek Gechavim. So if you hold Tesek 50 minutes, according to Rabbi Yishai, technically you have 50 minutes. If you're a chassid that keeps 72 minutes of time, then it's up to 72 minutes, and that's where you find minyanim of chassidim davening mincha at 60 minutes after shkia. Now again, the chatchila, clearly you see from here that you should be davening by mincha ketana, or at least before shkia. Excuse me. Going to the Chafetz Chaim, he holds that better to daven b'yichidus before shkia than to daven after mincha after shkia with a minyan. The ma'isa even that. Many have the minig already to daven after Shkia with a minin, even a chatchila. Now, when we speak about the ninth hour, the sixth hour, the Kitzur points out that this is, of course, shows manius based on how long the division of the day, the hours are based on from sunrise to sunset. This is also machalikis achreinim and rishonim, but I might say that's the Kitzur paskin. Another interesting halacha. A lot of this stuff, like I said, things that are kedai lechatchila, certainly to be careful with. And all based on Chazal and Shulchan Aruch, but some of the halachas we're going to see are not necessarily the custom by many. So of course, ask a Rav. But here's what Kitzur reminds us also: you're not allowed to eat a meal. It's already based on the Mishnah. Even a small meal, samuch lemincha ketana. That means let's use a regular six a.m. sunrise to six p.m. sunset. So technically speaking, the ninth hour would be 3 o'clock. So 3 p.m. is a half an hour before 3:30 when Mincha Ketana takes place. One should not eat even a small meal, and the reason is because a person could go from a small meal to a big meal and end up not davening a mincha. Now, if it's just a snack, he's just snacking, or he's eating fruits. I mean, even if you're eating cookies, but it's just a snack, or you're eating plenty of fruits, la halacha, it is okay. But even that could serve to be machmir, especially today we're eating meat, cheese, I don't know, sitting down to a regular meal of meat and fish. It's also definitely not lechatchila. A person also is not supposed to go into a bathhouse or take a haircut or close to mincha ketana. And a big meal, which is, for example, a wedding, so a wedding or a bris mila, sudas mila. So anything like that, one's not even allowed to start somach l'mincha gedoila. That means from chatzos, from midday. So think about it. Anytime you have a big wedding, you have to make sure that before the wedding is really the suda, the meal is being, people go sit down to the meal, they should make sure to daven mincha. Now, Kitzur gives us already one leeway. And the leeway is, if it's a place where you're called to shul. Well, this is also not such a common thing. Who is called to shul? There's no announcement. Maybe there's emails being sent around, which perhaps, well, we get so many emails and WhatsApps and texts, hard to rely on that. There is another eighth, which is interesting, that's not put down here, even in the art school I didn't see, or in the Piskei Teshuvos, I was very surprised. There's a watch, especially reminders, if you could put into the reminder what the reminder is. Sometimes we have so many reminders, remember the reminders reminding you about. But that would be a very powerful eighth. I once saw from Rav Eliyahu, so he discusses whether we want to rely on that or not. Certainly something to rely on, especially if a person is accustomed to daven a specific time. So there's a lot of tzurufim to be melamed zchus. But all this is limud zchus. The chatchila person should be careful to daven by mincha, at least by mincha ketana. Now it's interesting that in the yeshiva world and in many, even by tzaddikim, they daven mincha gedolah lechatchila. Perhaps you have to know yourself. That means to say, if you know that you're going to end up getting involved, etc. So then it's best to daven after half an after midday, like we said, mincha gdol, even though it's not the ideal. The ideal is mincha ktana. Next, for mincha, we have the kitzur reminds us also to wash hands, just like for shachas. This applies actually to marav too, unless there was no interruption between mincha and marav, and so too when it comes to musaf. If there's a big interruption between shachas and musaf, one should really wash their hands. A person should not say ashrei before mincha, meaning the ashrei that comes before mincha, that precedes mincha, meaning it's part of the mincha, if there's no minyan, because the reason the kaddish is supposed to go on the ashrei itself. So a lot of times people, they like starting ashrei, but really one shouldn't until you have a minyan itself. If they did say ashrei and then afterwards the minyan formulated, so the halacha is that you should say some type of mizmor, some type of psalm, and then say the kaddish. Even taking a talis, meaning could be considered an interruption. A person having talis until after ashrei, so he should wrap himself with talis, but then say some psukim, whatever it is, and then say kaddish. If this is also very interesting, Shaila, if a person sees that it's getting very late at night, certainly even by according to the Chafetz Chaim, it would be before. Sometimes you know, Erev Shabbos, it happens almost every Shabbos. People are rushing; it's already almost shkia. The really right thing to do, and that's what the kitzur discusses, could be the kitzur talking about already. Let's say in a regular night, whether it's already almost Tzeitzei Chachovim, it's getting late. What's the best thing to do? So here's what you have: the Hecha Kedusha. And what that means is basically is that the Shliach Tzibul starts reciting Shmoneh Esrei out loud. There's no Chazar Sashat. It's a Shliach Tzibul starting, and he goes all the way to the Chaya Mesim. They say Kedusha together. He finishes off at the Kodesh or the Dov Ador. And at that point, everyone else starts reciting the Shmoneh Esrei. If it's really, really late, best that everyone starts davening with the Shliach Tzibul, but that you should have at least one person answering Amen. And so again, these are really different levels of where you see that it's getting so late. I don't see this being practiced so much, but I think it's kedai to, it's obviously, I think it's just a lack of knowledge that we don't always know these halachas. And lastly, here's even a more complicated halacha. When a person comes late to shul, so we're going to go with the kitzur, and then we're going to discuss, I think, a little bit of what the minig, ilam, I think, is today. Someone comes to shul, and he finds already, you walk into shul and you see that they're already davening Shmoneh Esrei. Now, the ideal is to daven together with the tzibul, to start together. Now, if you have other minyan, wonderful. What if you don't have another minyan? Or what are you running late? What if you're worried you're not going to be able to daven marv? All these different situations. So in such a case, if you could daven, start davening, and you'll make it, meaning you'll finish your Shmoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibul gets to Kedusha in Chazal Sashat, and then you could start with the tzibul. If you think you're not going to be able to do that, there's a better Eitzah. Meaning, the next option is that you wait till the Chazal Sashat, which means the Shliach Tzibul is starting to daven. You daven word for word with him, all the way till Kedusha, and then you continue davening silently. Now, it's best to actually daven every word together with the Shliach Tzibul again quietly, at least by Shema Tefillah and Moedim, because these are the places where you have to try to make sure you're together with the Shliach Tzibul, especially when it comes to Moedim. You shouldn't that everyone else is bowing down and thanking Hashem, and you're not. And the Kitzur goes on to explain different situations, like I said, if you want to daven Marav Tzibul. But this Eitzah, the place can already say, is really a very much of the Chatchila type of Eitzah. That means this idea of doing together with the Shliach Tzibul is a very good Eitzah in many situations, especially if a person is rushing, a person wants to daven marv afterwards. This would be the Eitzah, and I think we're going to hold here. Have a beautiful day.